This is GPB. I'm Sarah Zaslaw. After 4 decades playing music for Middle Georgia, the Macon Symphony Orchestra is bringing down the curtain for good. The orchestra gives its final concert Saturday evening, a program called A Fond Farewell. With me now is Bob Vito. He has the bittersweet distinction of being the last board chair of the Macon Symphony. Hi there.
Hey.
Bob Vito, all orchestras are expensive. There are a lot of musicians on the payroll, and ticket sales never really cover all the expenses. Are there special financial considerations, special circumstances in Macon that brought the symphony to this decision after 41 years?
Yeah, I suppose that there are. You know, I have to get past you. You made me so sad in the introduction there. But to return to your question, I would say there are two things. One is that Macon is a somewhat smaller community. You know, our population now is just under 100,000, and it's hard for a smaller community to support a professional symphony orchestra. And the second one is that fully 95% of our musicians don't live here. And so every time we stage a concert, we're bringing them in from all over the area, many from Atlanta, but others from other parts of Georgia and the Southeast. And that's what really causes our concerts to be expensive to stage.
Why does that make it more expensive?
Well, you're paying travel for them, and, you know, they have to stay a couple of nights. You do rehearsals a couple of days before the concert, and it got increasingly difficult for us to do the kind of fundraising that we had to do. We were, for really a number of years, we've been operating in the red, chasing our tails in terms of after the fact, going to individuals and corporations and supporters and saying, you got to help us make up the deficit. There was a time when the Macon Symphony Orchestra staged 6 concerts per year. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, we cut that back to 4. And then 2 years ago, we cut it back to 3 concerts a year. And even at that, we were awash in red ink at the end of the year. The board discussed maybe going to 2, but we thought at that point, it's not really a season.
You had 4 concerts planned for this year and then realized you couldn't put them all on. Why keep the 1 in October? Why not just cancel the entire year?
We felt that we owed our supporters a formal goodbye. So we were able to go to a lot of people who had been supporters of the Macon Symphony Orchestra and say, help us throw a big party and say farewell appropriately. Certainly the musicians as well. We owe them our loyalty and support. We kind of wanted to go out in a positive way and stage 1 last concert, and we're going to be okay. We're going to be able to pay all our bills and walk away clean at the end, and it's going to be a terrific, terrific concert this Saturday. Our music director, Jerry Steichen, was very willing when we shared the bad news with him about the demise of the Macon Symphony Orchestra. He went back and recast this concert entirely as a farewell concert, just kind of, you know, shredded his notes of what he had originally planned to do and went back and created a concert that would give us some favorites, you know, for the local audience.
Lovers of orchestral music in Macon can still find other concerts in town to attend, for example, through Mercer University. But are there other roles that the Macon Symphony has played in the community that will simply go unfilled now?
There's been an educational component that I hope we can find a way to make up, and that is that, during the week of the concerts, typically our music director has gone into the schools. We've staged a concert as part of the rehearsal process for area school children to come, you know, and be bused into the Grand Opera House and hear the concert. And, those things are going to be missed, but I'm hopeful that we will be able to pick up in some ways as a community, not the Macon Symphony Orchestra, which will cease to exist, but that the community will be able to pick up some of the avenues that have been lost. Yeah.
Going out with a bang now, the soloist on the Macon Symphony's final concert will be soprano and Macon native Jasmine Habersham. She is a 2007 graduate of Rutland High School who went on to study at Shorter College in Rome and in Cincinnati, now has a professional career. She was a finalist this year in the Lottie Lenya competition. So how did the Macon Symphony connect with Hometown Girl Made Good for its last hurrah?
I'm going to confess that process didn't involve me at all, that our CEO, Cheryl Towers, who does marvelous work, is the one that made that happen.
The Macon Symphony will perform upbeat orchestral favorites by Gershwin and Bizet and Smetana, and Jasmine Habersham will sing songs from Broadway and opera and popular standards. And then the evening ends with a sort of subdued slow movement from Dvorak's New World Symphony. What effect were y'all going for?
I guess a combination of upbeat and familiar. The first time that Jerry Steichen and I talked and I asked him if he would be willing to recast this concert, he went to the Dvorak right away and said, I think that's the piece to end with. And I agree. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music.
Bob Vito is chair of the board of the Macon Symphony Orchestra. Thanks for joining us, and good luck with the concert.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
The Macon Symphony Orchestra performs its fond farewell Saturday evening at 7:30 in Macon's Grand Opera House. Details are available at maconsymphony.com. For GPB, I'm Sarah Zaslaw.